Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Nicholas Lee, who's a non-executive director at Piraeus Investments. Hi today, Nicholas.
Yeah, hi Zach. How are you today?
I'm doing well. We're speaking on the Monday after your half-year report that you delivered on the Friday.
Yep.
Good reaction in the at least in terms of the share price after that, and perhaps not surprising. I suppose the highlights for me are, in a way, the thing you got out of. So maybe you can just the cash you got back in the bank, and maybe that's the thing to start off with.
Yeah, I mean, I think since we made our sort of tech investments back in November of last year, we've achieved two realizations from that investment. One was the sale of a portfolio company called Artomatics, where we returned something like 800,000 euros compared to the investment we made a few weeks earlier of £1.1 million. So almost all our money back on day one. Obviously, clearly we've been putting more money in, but you know, that's a great return after a short period of time. And then more recently, one of the other investment portfolio companies, VRE, that the decision was made just to sell some shares that the fund holds in that company, just to basically return the amount of the original investment, so that the greater balance of that investment is still held. It was just really to return the initial cost. So, you know, pretty good sort of results in what a period of 7 months where we've got, you know, actual cash back from that investment that we made.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things with investment companies. Shareholders can get a bit impatient in terms of liquidating your particular investment. And let's say the management might say, well, you know, we just invested in Facebook and we think it can go a long way and we've doubled our money.
Yeah.
But, you have a sort of a bit of a clash between shareholders wanting to cash out early, which they do in the market anyway, retail investors,
yeah,
they get out too early,
yeah,
and management that wants to keep going and run a position.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, the great thing with the investment that we, you know, the overall portfolio investment that we made is that whenever there is a realization, that money comes straight back to the investors. You know, there's no situation where the money stays in the fund, which was probably the case in some other similar types of investments. So, you know, a realization, bang, we get the cash back.
Right. I mean, one of the other highlights, I suppose, of Piraeus in the recent past is the involvement of Chris Akers, who's a well-known technology investor, quite a canny investor, and I would assume that some people have been flagged to the wonders of Piraeus by Chris Akers, building up a stake in your company. Is that sort of a big support to you? Does that help you?
I mean, that's clearly it helps our profile. You know, Chris is now the second largest shareholder in the company. So, as you say, given his sort of experience, expertise, and success in the investing in the sector, to have him as the second largest shareholder is great. And and he has some very interesting, you know, investment ideas as well. So, we're very pleased to have him on board.
And in terms of what's next for Piraeus, is it just scouring the tech space for the next bargain, and how does that work?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's really twofold. There will be new investments done within the fund that we've invested in, within Shore Valley Ventures Fund, and there's, you know, we announced one last week, which was a company called Volagrams, which is a very exciting sort of AR VR type business which enables that sort of technology to be used in mobile applications. So I think the statistic is something like there's about going to be 2.5 billion ARVR enabled smartphones in existence in the not too distant future. Well, that's a fantastic market. So that's the most recent investment. There will be more of the same of that. And then we are at the same time looking at various opportunities outside of Shore Valley Ventures, so in slightly different areas of the tech space.
And finally, obviously, it's difficult to avoid COVID. How much do you think that's a factor, positive or negative? It seems to be almost a positive one.
I just think a lot of the companies that we're invested in have got almost increased opportunity as a result of COVID-19. And, you know, we've got our investor presentation on the website, and there are a couple of very interesting slides at the back of that, which sort of are done by an independent research house that sort of decide, you know, or say which areas of tech are sort of very resilient or positive in the COVID-19 situation, and it sort of maps our portfolio onto that, and it's very, very positive.
Nicholas Lee, non-executive director at Pirro's Investments, thank you very much indeed.
Great, well, thank you for having me on, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.